please sit down. And turn, if you would, to the book of Esther. We are coming towards the end now. This is the second last sermon in the series. And we have reached Esther chapter 6. Now, last week we left Mordecai in great peril. Haman, the prime minister, was abusing his power in order to get rid of Mordecai and had built a large gallows just because he annoyed him. This was evil work by Haman. What should Mordecai do? It is true that in many countries of the world today, leaders are abusing their powerful position in order to be rid of people for no good reason. How should the victims respond? It's a tough question. It's so tough for many of our Christian brothers and sisters in Asia and Africa in particular. It's hard to answer for anyone. I want to answer for Christians who ask, how does the Lord want us to respond? If those in power and influence do evil things to us and to others, how can we be faithful to the Lord? St. Paul tackled this one in Romans chapter 12, where the word of God says, bless those who persecute you, bless, and do not curse them. Do not repay evil for evil, but think of what is noble. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. What should Christians and others do in the face of the evil actions? Say of those associated with the self-styled Islamic State. Well, we would want to encourage them, and they certainly encourage one another with those words, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. How does good overcome evil? Well, Esther chapter 6 provides an example. Mordecai had been good to King Xerxes, but the king hadn't noticed until one night. As we heard in verse 1, on that night the king could not sleep, and he gave orders to bring the book of records, the annals, and they were read to the king. I guess you might think it's one way of trying to get back to sleep. We could probably offer audio versions of the PCC minutes. If anyone here has a particular bad sleep problem, Or maybe the king was just thinking, if I'm awake in the night, I might as well do something useful, but not so demanding. I'll review how things have been going recently. Whatever, the Lord provides a marvelous circumstance to bring good out of evil. Verse 2. It was found written how Mordecai had told about Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the threshold and who had conspired to assassinate King Ahasuerus. Then the king said, what honor or distinction has been bestowed on Mordecai for this? The king's servants who attended him said, nothing has been done for him. And so the king resolved Mordecai must be rewarded. And what follows in the next verses is delightful slapstick. The king asks Haman how he ought to reward the man who the king wishes to honor. Haman, being proud and rather arrogant, assumes the king means him and suggests a grand public spectacle, giving great honor and praise to this person. Then the king says, please will you do just that for Mordecai? And so it was to be. And at the end of the parade, Haman scuttled home in shame and fear. Verse 12. Then Mordecai returned to the king's gate, but Haman hurried to his house, mourning and with his head covered. When Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that had happened to him, his advisers and his wife Zeresh said to him, "If Mordecai, before whom your downfall has begun, is of the Jewish people, you will not prevail against him, but will surely fall before him." It's very interesting that they say that back at Haman's house. As what it shows is, underneath, they obviously believed that God is God. And this helps explain their hateful treatment of God's people. They believed God in as much as they were annoyed by him and wanted to respond badly to him. It also shows in their acknowledgement that if God is God and the Lord intervenes to turn a situation round, there is no stopping him, is there? Jesus says, "Whatever happens, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." So here in Esther is an example of how good overcomes evil. Haman's evil plan was to hang Mordecai for no good reason. What saved Mordecai? Well, in effect, his act of goodness to the king in reporting a plan for an assassination attempt on the king's life a good while before, and God's gracious timing. Goodness does not always stop cruelty. It often doesn't. In Syria, Iraq, Nigeria, Sudan, North Korea, Eritrea, Kenya, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and so many other places, it often doesn't. But God says, for us, as individuals, as families, as churches, goodness is still the best way to respond. Governments may need to use measured force and a lot of wisdom with it. But Christians need to be good. Show goodness. Do good. Doing good in response to evil may not stop murder, but it is the best way to challenge it. Responding to evil with evil tends just to escalate evil. Responding to evil with good is a bold attempt to have less evil. This is Persecuted Church Sunday, and many persecuted Christians in many countries are responding to evil with good. I wish our media would give them some credit, because it's so impressive, but tends not to be mentioned. The goodness shown by so many of the victims of persecution, this is what transforms our world for the better. This is the compelling answer to evil. It's a much more compelling answer than bombs. Overcome evil with good. In effect, this is what happened with Mordecai, Esther, and Haman. And after Mordecai returned to his house and realized that things had turned against him and would continue to, the action moves to Esther's second feast, to which she had invited the king and Haman. And at this feast, the king asks again, "What is your petition, Esther? For what do you ask?" And this time, Esther is ready to answer. And she says in chapter 7, verse 3 and following, "Then Queen Esther answered, 'If I have won your favor, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me. That is my petition, and the lives of my people, that is my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. If we'd been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have held my peace. but no enemy can compensate for this damage to the king. Then King Ahasuerus said to the Queen Esther, "Who is he, and where is he, who has presumed to do this?" Esther said, "A foe and enemy, this wicked Haman." Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. What happened next was the king took a quick stroll in the garden so as not to act in anger and undue haste. Then he returned to the rooms and discovered Haman all over Esther. So by the end of the day, Haman was on the gallows that he had built for Mordecai. And Mordecai was given the property and position of Haman. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Jesus said that. Jesus said that about how God brings judgment in the end. With the Lord, evil does not win. Yes, it might look like it's winning in those many countries where the leaders persecute innocent citizens. It might look like it. But we know that the view from heaven is very different. We've been told by Jesus how it will be in the end. The last will be first, and the first will be last. So it is well worth repaying evil by doing good. And God's people shall not be overcome by evil, however bad it gets. And Esther is a big reminder of that. We know what to do, even with shameless evil. And even under the fiercest persecution, Christians know what to do. Governments may not know what to do. Their job is hard, because they should protect all their citizens. But for Christians, and I'm not saying it's easy, it is very hard. Our calling is to follow Jesus Christ, who suffered at the hands of other people for no good reason, and who answered evil with good. "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing," he said. We are not blind to the evil actions. Christians know that those who kill and maim and rape and kidnap and cheat and traffic and lie are wrong and will face the judgment of God. We know it because Jesus has said it and we believe him. We know it because the Bible is clear and consistent on this issue, as others. And we know it because now and then, like in the book of Esther, chapters 6 and 7, we don't have to wait until the last judgment to see God's right justice prevail. The Lord plays his hand in these times to show us how the first will be last, and the last first at the end. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your word, which encourages the distressed and downhearted, strengthens the weak and persecuted, and guides all down right paths. Please help us to follow Jesus Christ. Amen.